Today, we're getting a serious talking to from Susan Jeffers. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we learn how to live alcohol-free so we can have healthy relationships, healthy bodies, healthy hearts, and healthy souls. Gals, I'm Becca Jacobson. I've got a snippet for you, and I know that was not a shocker. Today's Monday. We're doing a book study. Mondays here in Snippetland, we do book studies. If you're new, first of all, wow, I'm so glad you made it. This is where you belong if you're a 40-plus woman struggling with alcohol. So welcome home, my dear. Welcome home. You have arrived. Yes, we do book studies here in Snippetland. That's because I'm a former English professor, and I brought a little bit of my nerdiness from that career to this one. But that's okay. Don't worry. There will not be a quiz at the end of the book study. What we do here is we take personal development books, and we look at them through the lens of alcohol struggle. And I help you look at the key components of these books that are already amazing on their own and how you can apply the learnings in them to your alcohol-free journey. So today we are on our very last episode of Susan Jeffers' magical little classic, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. That means that next Monday, ready for it, gals? Next Monday, we're starting a brand new book, and that is a book that is right now seriously popular. And of course, I'm talking about Ms. Mel Robbins' book, Let Them. That's right, gals. Next Monday, we're starting our study of Let Them by Mel Robbins. So if you want to be in on that, get the book now. If you don't have it yet, start listening to it or reading it. Or as I always say, you don't even have to read the book. I'm going to walk you through the chapters, giving you an alcohol-free slant on everything that Mel Robbins is teaching in that book. Not only that, but we're making history as we begin our next book study with Mel Robbins. I've created and published for you a study guide to go along with our talk. So here's how it all landed as I got ready for this book study, gals. Turns out there are nine sections to the Mel Robbins Let Them book that we're going to look at. And when I looked at that and I realized I don't want to spend 9 weeks on this book, that is way too long. So here's what we're doing. Starting next Monday, that's right, Monday, May 19th, we are going to do the book studies on Mondays and Tuesdays each week. Mondays and Tuesdays, Mel Robbins, that means we'll be done this book in 4.5 weeks, which is better, much better than 9 weeks. So starting on the 19th of May, I'm going to walk you through the 9 key parts or sections of Mel Robbins' book, Let Them. And along with it, I'm delivering to you a study guide that I've purposely kept in document format so that you can download it right to your computer, type right into it, follow along. I've got journal prompts in there that are all going to be discussed on each snippet. You listen to the snippet, you go into the study guide, you do the work. Let me tell you, by the time we're done with that book, you're going to know it inside and out. Not only that, but it's going to be expressing itself in your life. There is transformation afoot, gals, transformation afoot. But like, come on, isn't that what we've been doing all along? 400 plus snippets all aimed at transforming your life. And I love every minute of it. Now, how do you get the study guide? Very simple. If I already have your email address, meaning you're already receiving the Sober Living letters and other resources from me, it is simply going to arrive. In fact, it's arriving today, the same day that you're hearing this snippet. If I do not have your email and you're not getting letters, resources, and guides from me, well, then the first thing I want to ask is, why not? The time has come. All you got to do is go to the show notes of this episode, tap the link that says, send me the guides, send me the guide, send me the guide. That's the words I've used. Send me the guide and give me your email and your name. And the first thing you're going to get is the Mel Robbins study guide. But after that, you're going to get other resources, other guides. And of course, we're doing books in the future, and each of them will have a guide to go along with them as well. So there's so much action going on, so much opportunity for growth, learning, and transformation here in Snippetland. Don't be left out in the cold, my dear. All right, let's get started. Today we're doing the last two chapters of Susan Jeffers' book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I'm telling you, Ms. Jeffers has been really throwing it at us. This book, she doesn't pull her punches. She just calls it like it is. And of course, hello, I love that because that's what we do here on The Snippets. There's no point in me mollycoddling you. I just really wanted to say mollycoddle today. Mollycoddle. Look, there's no point in living on the surface. We don't do fluff here in Snippet Land. So I'm always just calling it out as it is. And so does Miss Jeffers. And so does Ms. Robbins. We've just got a hell of a good time in the next few weeks for ourselves. So today we're looking at chapters 10 and 11. And as a matter of fact, we're going to also dip into 12, which is the final chapter. So we will finish this book today. Now, remember, I give you a few key quotes from the chapter, and that usually leads us into some very significant moment in time for an alcohol-free journey. So chapter 10 is called Choosing Love and Trust. And in this chapter, Susan Jeffers is saying, can you give without asking for anything in return? Are you a taker? Do you just take, or are you able to give? Do you give only to get something in return? I mean, this is hardcore, right? And what does this have to do with fear? Remember the title of this book, it's all about fear, feeling the fear and doing it anyway, which that's exactly what we have to do here in alcohol-free land. But Jeffers is pointing out that if we're only giving in order to get something, that's going to create a fear in us that, oh my God, if I don't give enough, nobody will give back. We don't feel love just for being ourselves. It's all dependent on how much we give. It's this give, this take. It's a very selfish, and she says it, an immature point of view. Now, we talk a lot here about emotional sobriety, emotional maturity, and that's what Jeffers is talking about. Here's what she says. This is a quote. Genuine giving is not only altruistic, it also makes us feel better. Why do we find it so difficult to give? My theory has two components. First, it requires a mature adult to give, and most of us have never really grown up. I consider an adult to be someone who takes responsibility for their own experience of life, someone who is secure in themselves, who doesn't blame, and who expects to contribute their fair share. An adult is someone who keeps their word, appreciates what they have, and doesn't take things for granted. That's a quote from Susan Jeffers. I love this woman. How many times have I said that? How many times have we talked here on The Snippets about the fact that when we show up here in alcohol-free land, we take responsibility. We no longer blame our past. We no longer blame our parents. There's nobody else to blame. Nobody else takes away our power because that makes us a victim. And this is exactly what she's saying. Only immature people give just to get. A truly mature human adult gives from their heart and just gives for the pure joy of giving. Now, I want to stop here and tell you a story. And by the way, I'm suspecting this snippet might run a little long, so fasten your seatbelt, kids. But I have to share this story. About 2 years ago, when I was trying to get my business going, I was fearful. I was fearful because I had given up a career as a college professor that included a salary every 2 weeks and really good benefits, medical and dental benefits, insurance. And it was a very cushy little gig, right? And I gave that up to come out here on my own and become a businesswoman, which meant that the only money that I would get would be money that I could somehow earn from women like you that I was helping. And I didn't really know how, and I was afraid. So I was seeking out help. I found a coach to help me. And I went to that coach and he said to me, what is your business problem? What's your biggest problem? What is your concern, Becca? And I said, how do I make more money? And he said, you're asking the wrong question. And I'm like, what do you mean? No, I'm not. That's what I care about, is I want to make money. He said, if that's what you care about, you're going to fail. I got to tell you, this guy was not pulling his punches. Here's what he taught me. If you want to make more money, forget about money and help more people. Don't get up in the morning and say, how can I make money? Get up in the morning and say, how can I help more women? If you want a happy life, don't get up and say, how can I get this or get that or get anything? get up in the morning and say, how can I be of service to my fellow humans? And when you live like that, my dears, you will be taken care of without even worrying about yourself. This is true, true maturity. I will always be grateful for that coach who told me that, even though I was pretty pissed the day he said it. I'm like, well, that didn't help me at all. It turns out he was 100% right. I don't think about money anymore. I think about how can I help more women? How can I help more women get what I have? How can I help more women be free from alcohol and stop suffering? And the money, it's just a byproduct of service. So is love. So is friendship. That's what Miss Jeffers is telling us in this chapter. Now, I realize I've given you very little from her, but that's her message, gals. And I wanted to just give it to you from the alcohol-free point of view. If you want to live a happy alcohol-free life, then stop worrying so much about yourself and turn your attention to service to others. If we're living in fear of giving up alcohol, fear of losing love, any kind of fear, Susan Jeffers says this, people who fear can't genuinely give. They are imbued with a deep-seated sense of scarcity in the world, as if there wasn't enough to go around. Not enough love, not enough money, not enough praise, not enough attention, simply not enough. When we realize that there is enough for everybody in this world, everyone, enough money, enough love, enough, the world is overflowing with abundance. The universe is not stingy. God is giving, giving, giving. We don't have to grasp to get our share of love. We don't have to grasp for anything. Instead, we turn around, open our hearts, and just let the abundance flow back. It's automatic, gals. That's what this chapter is about. So the last quote I'm going to give from this chapter, and then we're moving on. Jeffers says to us, when we give from a place of love rather than from a place of expectation, more usually comes back to us than we could ever have imagined. But if we are constantly expecting, we will spend a great deal of our lives disappointed that the world isn't treating us right. It's time we learned how to give without expecting anything in return. Thank you, Ms. Jeffers. Let's move on. The next chapter we're looking at is chapter 11. It's called Filling the Inner Void. Here's what struck me from this chapter. I spent a lot of my time in my 30 plus years drinking in 12-step meetings. I'm talking, I went to my first one, I think I was 19. And the reason I spent a lot of time is because I was trying to get sober all those years. And every time I asked for help, whether it be a doctor, a counselor, it didn't matter who I was asking for help, they all sent me to the same place. Go to a 12-step meeting. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you this is one of the things you'll hear in that is that alcoholics have a hole in their soul. Alcoholics have a hole in their soul. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. The argument there is that we drink because we're just craving the love of God or the love of the universe or the love of something bigger than ourselves. So what does this have to do with this chapter? Well, that's exactly what Susan Jeffers is saying. If we have a void in our hearts, we're trying to fill it with stuff, and then we're fearful that we won't get our share. Let me give you a quote from Susan Jeffers. She says, I believe that what all of us are really searching for is this divine essence within ourselves. When we are far from our higher self, we feel divine homesickness. Divine homesickness. Isn't that beautiful? So the 12-step program will tell you have a hole in your soul. Susan Jeffers tells you have a divine homesickness. I personally prefer hers. A hole in your soul. That's a bit weird. But anyway. All right. So in this chapter, she's telling us that we need a connection to something bigger than ourselves. And I talk about that here, don't I? I do. I talk about having the humility to realize there is something bigger than us and that something loves us and can help us. And I've also shared to you that in my personal journey, I call that God. But it doesn't matter what you call it, whether it's God or the universe or higher self. All that matters is that we have some concept of a higher self that we believe loves us and will help us on this journey. So Ms. Jeffers says, if you have no connection, you're going to be fearful. And then how are you going to get over your fear and how are you going to get free from fear, which is what her entire book is about. Feel the fear and do it anyway, right? She also connects this higher self to our intuition, which in my world, I believe that our intuition is messages from God. If I'm quiet enough and I ask for guidance in prayer, the answer will come, and that answer comes through my intuition. Now, where it comes from doesn't matter. As I say, I'm always hesitant to use the word God because everybody's got different ideas, and it doesn't matter what we call it, gals. What matters here is that we have a concept of a higher self, and we realize that that higher self can guide us if we learn how to connect to it. Now, of course, connecting to it while drinking is virtual impossibility. If you're still drinking, you're not going to hear that intuitive voice. You're not going to feel a connection to a higher self. It just ain't going to happen. Here's what Susan Jeffers says about intuition. Our intuition is always operating for us. Usually, however, we don't act on it. When I made the conscious decision to start acting on thoughts that were coming through my head, amazing coincidences began to occur. And of course, we can't act on it unless we hear it, and we can't hear it if we're fearful and drinking and clutching and just trying to figure out how the hell to do this. Part of our journey, gals, is letting go and allowing this voice to come through. And you're probably thinking now, oh my God, how am I ever going to get there? Well, let me just bring you back to what I always say here on the snippets. We don't do it alone. In my program, for example, this is built right in. It's built right in. That's why here on the snippets, I ask you to get yourself a sacred space, do a daily self-care routine, because you're going to connect to your own intuition, your own higher self. And then you'll feel this deep sense of security and safety and being loved. And then you won't need the alcohol. But first, you have to put down the alcohol and get the help. It's not a hard journey. If all of this sounds complicated and you're like, how am I going to do all of that? Don't worry about it. You can join me and I will show you the path. Or you can join someone else, but get somebody to help you, dearest. Please don't try and figure this out on your own. That's chapter 11. That's all I'm going to say about chapter 11, called Filling the Inner Void. That is how it applies to us in our alcohol-free journey. We have a hole in our soul, gals. And just to touch on the 12th and final chapter in this book, which is entitled There Is Plenty of Time. And basically in this chapter, she just sums up everything she said and points out, don't worry if you've been given an overloaded amount of information in her book, which we have, by the way. There's a lot of information here. She says, that's okay. It's okay. There's lots of time to find your way to freedom from fear. And I say, that's okay. There's lots of time to find your way to a happy, healthy, alcohol-free life. But there is no time to waste. We've done enough of that, and your time is non-renewable. Every moment that passes is gone forever, a moment you'll never get back. And that's why, my dears, I am so grateful that you're willing to give me some of your time each and every weekday so that together we can get your alcohol-free journey up and running and help to fill your inner void and help to get you free from the fear that's been haunting you all of these years. And I know you have fear. That's why you drink. It's why we all drink. There it is, gals. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyways by Susan Jeffers. Thank you, Ms. Jeffers. We are very grateful that you wrote this book. Next Monday, gals, get ready. Another amazing little book by another amazing woman. Next Monday, Mel Robbins, Let Them. Grab the book if you want to read along, or just show up next Monday and I will walk you through that book from an alcohol-free point of view. Thank you for grabbing your snippet today. Thank you for giving me some of your precious, precious time. And if you want to quit drinking for the last time, stop living in regret and worry, and finally stop living all alone on the surface of life. And most important, if you're ready to join the many, many women over 40 who are taking a stand and living free from alcohol, that's why I created the Perspectives Group Experience. On this path, you'll break free in a matter of weeks without unnecessary struggle or frustration or the inevitable failures. Scroll down to the show notes, click the first link in the description that says Book Your Call with Becca. That'll take you to my personal calendar. We'll get together and you will finally get free from fear and alcohol. Thanks for coming, gals. I love you madly, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.